Welcome to the Everything Aesthetics Podcast, designed to help you unlock the secrets of building and sustaining a successful medical spa. This episode is brought to you by Derm Aesthetic Consulting, a company dedicated to helping owners, managers, and providers build and sustain a successful med spa business or aesthetic career. And now, here are your hosts, Dr. Lisa Jenks and Ashley A.J. James.
Hello and welcome back. I'm Dr. Lisa and I'm here with
AJ. How are you?
And this is Everything Aesthetics, where we help you unlock the secrets to building a successful med spa practice. And today we're going to talk about the male aesthetic client. Did you know, AJ, that currently men make up about 10% of male aesthetic clients across the country, but that is expected to double in the next 4 to 5 years.
It really is. I did know that. And I noticed that in my own clinic that there was a more of a population of men wanting services. But they're very different than our female patients.
Yes.
So what men want that women don't want, men want to know what it is, how it is, and how much it is. And they want it now.
They want the facts.
They don't want the facts. They don't want to build a relationship. They don't want to talk about what they did over the weekend. They're here. They want the treatment. Goodbye.
Yes. And they want, most men want a very simple regimen and to very clearly understand what they need to do afterwards.
Yes. But they also are very, I'm seeing a trend where they're starting to get very conscious of their own mm-hmm. looks, and they do care about the way they look and they do want to look younger. But yes, if you set them up on an Obagi plan with 14 million different steps, they're not going to do it.
No.
They want a cleanser, they want a hydrator, and they want a protector.
Yes. Yes. So you have to market to men a little bit differently in addition to talking to them differently. And again, I think that's because of the fact that they want to know the facts. Women, we women are in it more for the experience.
We
want to shop, and we love the beautiful flowers on the flyer because that makes us think of something pretty. Men aren't quite that way.
No, they just want straight to the point. They want to know what the cost is. They want to know what the treatment is, how it works, and how long it's going to last. And so when you're consulting with your men, your approach has to be different than what it would be for your woman clientele. I think in most of our episodes, we've talked about building that relationship and communicating. And men, they do want communication, but sitting in a consultation room for 45 minutes learning about how Botox works isn't something that they're going to be interested in. They're going to be zoned out within 5 minutes. So being more precise, more quick to the point, mm-hmm. and usually they don't need a lot of time to make a decision.
No.
Usually they want it then.
And the great thing about men is once they decide that they like you, they are very loyal customers. Women tend to, even our best female women clients do tend to shop around a little bit.
They do.
Their best friend entices them to come to a Botox party at some other spa,
right.
Or they're on the hunt for a sale and they shop around. Men are very loyal and they will stick with you if you earn their business.
And interestingly enough, though, too, whereas your women will gossip with their friends about where they got their Botox or who their facial expert is, men will not discuss mm-hmm. this with their friends. This isn't something that you sit around a table during their fantasy draft and say, by the way, I went and got Botox here. So, don't expect your men to be the ones that are going to be the huge referrals, but they will be your very, very loyal customers.
Yes. Yes. We actually, not every med spa has the space for this, but at Genesis, we have a separate little waiting area for our male clients. It's a little bit more masculine, nice. Decorated. It's quieter and smaller so that they don't have to feel like they're sitting in with a bunch of mm-hmm. women. Although some of our men prefer to go sit with all the women.
Of course. But, also having, male magazines for them to browse
yes.
through while they're waiting, just making them feel a little bit more comfortable and not that they're in a foo-foo spa environment.
Exactly. And in fact, we have an entire Mail service menu. It's smaller than the females, and many of the things in the two service menus are identical, but instead of the facial being called the Forever Young facial, it's called the Gentleman's facial.
And that's a good point, Lisa. Tailoring to the men is very important. Even though they're only 10% of your demographic, where your revenue is coming from, it's still equally important. So some of the services that are very attractive for men and are huge for men are hair removal,
yes,
as well as Botox. So, you know, if you're not marketing to them, you could be losing a lot of revenue because, I mean, men specifically for hair removal and Botox, those are two big revenue makers.
We've never yet heard a female say, "Oh, honey, I love all that hair on your back," have we?
No. I'm just thinking about my husband right now. So,
so AJ's right. You need to advertise your laser hair removal in ways that are
attractive
to male clients and make them feel like they would be welcome in your business.
And get creative with your services with men. You know, like for the beard, for example, a lot of men like a beard, but they don't like to have to shave the little spots on their cheeks. So, you know, having a groomed beard, it's not removing the hair removal, mm-hmm, but grooming the beard, or, you know, doing your male Botox liquid facial, and showing before and after photos that have male before and after photos are great ways to engage them a little bit more.
Which brings up the point that if you are going to treat male clients, you need to make sure that all of your providers are very well trained on how to do that. Male skin is different than female skin, yep, number one. Number two, certain laser procedures such as your IPL, they may inhibit beard growth.
Right.
Long time ago when I was first learning to do IPL, a male of a husband of one of my estheticians served as the model, and the trainer forgot to tell us that that could disrupt his beard growth. We treated over his beard area, and a couple of weeks later, he decided to grow a beard, and he looked like he had mange.
Oh no!
It was temporary; it resolved. But you need to know those type things,
right? Well, and that goes to say too, just making sure that you're properly set up during your treatments to accommodate a male. And I, again, go back into compliance and legalities, mm-hmm, and all of that as well. So, you know, another popular area for men when it comes to hair removal is the Brazilian area. And just, you know, running a med spa and a practice that is primarily women, very attractive women, you want to make sure that you're protected. So, you know, always having two providers in the room when you're treating a male in a private area. It's not only good to make sure that you're safe, but also making sure that, you know, there's witnesses for everything and that, you know, no one can be accused of anything. But also it makes the patient a little bit more comfortable, too, I've found.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So. One of my front desk receptionists is actually a male. And even though most receptionists are not trained on how to take body pictures on our clients, specifically liposuction body contouring pictures, I trained him so that he could be the one taking all pictures of body parts on male clients.
Smart.
So if you can think of creative ways like that to protect your staff.
Right. And that, I mean, again, you may not have the situations. You hope you don't have those situations, but sometimes people will not do business with you because they're just not comfortable.
Yes.
So, you know, look at it that from that aspect more than anything, but then secondary, just making sure that your staff is safe.
Absolutely. It's also important that anybody who's doing injections, neurotoxins or filler injections on men knows how to treat males differently than females. You don't want to give a male client a brow lift, for example.
Right.
And most of us are taught when we first learn how to do Botox, we're taught how to put it across the forehead in a way that will give a subtle lift. That's not what your male clients want.
No, and that's actually one thing that you really focus on during our injectable fast track, mm-hmm, training classes that we host, is how to treat a male patient versus a female patient. And, you know, you do the upside down V versus going straight across. It's just different techniques that are more appropriate for men that don't feminize them.
Correct. And the point of maximum prominence in the cheek is in a different location for men than it is for females, the angle of the jaw. So all of those areas which we love to contour with fillers and can be done very, very successfully in men, but not if you have not been well trained on how to do that.
Absolutely. And because the men are becoming more accustomed to having these services done, you definitely want to make sure that you're trained in being able to tailor this demographic.
Yes. Yes. Men are great clients, and many of the services that the medical aesthetic industry offers are ones that they're now asking for. Interestingly, if you take a large group of men and ask them what bothers them the most about their face, what area do you think it is?
I don't know. Is it their forehead?
No, it's their crow's feet.
Really?
It really is. Yes. And then glabellar line, the 11s or frown lines in between the eyebrows are the second most common place. But it's the eye area that bothers most men.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I think knowing that going in and being able to say to your laser hair removal male client, hey, Are your crow's feet bothering you? If not, that's great. But if they are, we've got some options for you.
And again, don't be afraid to point things out in your mm-hmm. customers, because it's I think a lot of people are afraid to do that because they think they're going to offend their patient. But again, this is your job. This is your expertise. This is your duty to mention things that can provide great results in your patient. So, hey, you know, you're at my age, you know, I have the same crow's feet that you do, but you can't see mine because I have Botox. You know, is someone said that to me at the gym the other day. They said, oh, you don't have any lines. I'm like, I love Botox.
We all do.
I'm really 80 years old.
And it's fascinating to me how, whether it's a male or a female client, how many times if you do say something like that, hey, yes, are your crow's feet starting to bother you? And if they say, well, no, they're not, I can guarantee you that a huge percentage of those clients go home, and for the next 3 weeks, all they see when they look
like,
in their mirror,
oh my gosh, do I need it? And then they call you back, I think you're right. I think I need some Botox.
So planting those seeds can be hugely important. And as AJ says, people don't tend to become offended. The
right.
At the most, what they say is, no, it doesn't bother me. And they go about their way.
Right. I mean, you don't want to go to the mall and hand out your business card to someone that has cystic acne and say, I can help you.
No.
You know, there's other ways to do it. But yes, mentioning and putting those seeds in. But your male patients will be very, very loyal.
They will. And so thinking through ahead of time, the best way to attract them, to make them feel comfortable, and knowing that you and your providers are very well educated on how to best treat them will enhance your male client's experience and improve the chances of them being loyal to you.
And if you're not doing it now, you need to start doing it, because like Dr. Lisa said, it's going to double. The demographics are growing. 10% of the business are males right now, but they're becoming more and more interested in these services. So now is the time to get on it.
It sure is. Thank you again, everybody, for joining our Everything Aesthetics podcast, where we can help you unlock the secrets to building a successful medical spa. If you want to reach out to us, we would absolutely love to hear from you.
You can find us on the internet at dermaestheticconsulting.com. We're also on social media and Instagram and Facebook, but you can also give us a call directly at 833-4-DAC-NOW. We would love the opportunity to help you be successful
and
as well.
And that's 4-DACNOW, the number 4.
Yes, yes. It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us and supporting our podcast. And we will see you next time.
We hope you're tuning in again real soon. Have a great day. Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Everything Aesthetics, brought to you by Derm Aesthetic Consulting. The ideas stated in this podcast are not meant to guarantee success for any individual business, and no warranties regarding the advice in this podcast are implied. We hope you will join us again soon.